Texte numéro 111. True crime fans are banding together online to try to solve cases. It is 9 a.m. on a Sunday and Liz is trying to figure out who did it. Specifically, who killed this guy splayed across the floor. In her day job, Liz is a massage therapist, but today she is a homicide detective. Wearing blue latex gloves, she prods a blood-soaked mannequin by her feet, part of a crime scene simulation at CrimeCon, a convention for true crime fans. At CrimeCon, there are panels on topics ranging from sextortion to forensic entomology, beetles feed on dry remains, moths are not predaceous, and sessions on famous cold cases. There's merch for sale, and there are other enthusiasts to befriend. That some 5,000 cheery, normal-seeming people pay $350 and up to spend their weekend chatting about grisly murders, online predators, and what really happened to Kathleen Peterson illustrates the genre's popularity. True crime is booming. In 2022, it accounted for a quarter of top-ranked podcasts on Apple and Spotify, according to the Pew Research Center, a think tank. That year, a third of people surveyed by YouGov, a pollster, said they consumed true crime content at least once a week. Women are the most avid fans. The genre is evolving. These days, more content is devoted to open cases and wrongful convictions rather than solved crimes, notes Hayley Gray, a researcher for several podcasts. The shift stems partly from a perception that the criminal justice system is not functioning fairly, which was intensified by #MeToo and the death of George Floyd, says David Schmidt of the University at Buffalo. The other reason is that such cases present a puzzle to solve, and who doesn't like a puzzle? For consumers and creators of the stuff, it is gratifying that a genre long considered prurient and exploitive might instead promise justice. Some podcasts have indeed changed the course of investigations. Serial, which spawned the podcast boom a decade ago, led to the release of Aidan Syed from prison. His conviction over the murder of his ex-girlfriend in 1999 was reinstated last year and is the subject of an appeal. The Reddit Bureau of Investigation, a forum on that site, has nearly 750,000 members. What such communities lack in the power to issue warrants, they make up for in the array and outlandishness of their ideas. This can have nasty consequences. In 2013, Reddit apologized when its users misidentified suspects behind the Boston Marathon bombing. In 2022, a professor at the University of Idaho sued a TikToker for alleging that she had orchestrated the murder of four students. Victims' families got harassed too. Tricia Griffith, manager of a site called Web Sleuths, acknowledges that her forums attract a fair number of conspiracists. Adapted from The Economist, June 2024.